This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and Wesley. And you can watch the show at Facebook Live. Today's Issues. Today's Issues is the name of the show. Facebook Live. You can watch the show there.
We're also on ESPN3.
Are we really on the app?
Yeah.
I don't think so, Ed. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net, if you'd like to send us an email. Well, we've got Ginger on the line in Kansas, and then after that we'll be going to Mary Ann. So, Ginger, go ahead.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Do you know about the benders?
Like when you come up, when you're deep sea diving and you come up too fast?
I think she's talking about having too much to drink.
That's what I was thinking. Way too much.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Going on a bender.
Is that what you're talking about, Ginger?
No, we're talking about the Bloody Benders.
Bloody Marys.
Bloody Benders.
I don't know. Ginger, tell us. No, we don't know about that. We don't know about that. What is that about?
They had a vendor's mound over here in Kansas, close to Cherryville. And they used to take in visitors, and they would...
Are you giving away the answer to the question?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just telling you.
Yeah,
because we don't know.
We don't know.
You never heard about the Bloody Benders.
So they would take in people and Ginger.
This, are we headed toward a horror story here?
This isn't going to end well, is it?
Yeah, we're kind of lighthearted here, Ginger.
We're close to Halloween and all.
I know. We're close to the Daltons and the Benders. We're really kind of crooked around here. But anyway, yeah, they would take in visitors and feed them and hit them on the head and then put them in a...
All right.
Yeah, you'll go out of business eventually. I mean, people, especially today with TripAdvisor.
No chance.
You know what I'm saying?
Do not stay at this motel.
Hotel, they'll knock you out and sell your body parts.
That would be the reason.
All right. See you later.
Thank you, Ginger.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Repeating our questions. Here are my questions.
You mean the ones which have heretofore gone unanswered?
Yes. High five that heretofore.
Yes, sir.
Ed. All right. Way to heretofore. Heretofore is you.
Wesley's going, I don't know what this is all about.
All right, what kind of person shall not be honored on the U.S. Postal Stamp, according to the U.S. Postal Service? Number two, which instrument, this would be a musical instrument, by the way, has 47 strings and 7 pedals, and it's not an organ. An organ was guessed earlier. That is a good guess, but is incorrect. Ed?
All right, here are mine. They're all World Series questions with the World Series going on now. First one, only one Major League Baseball team outside the U.S. has ever won the World Series. What is it? What's the team? Second question, most people know or would guess the New York Yankees have won the most World Series. Which team is second? And third, the first World Series was held in 1903. What two teams played in it?
My questions are, which country has the most volcanoes? And my additional question is a yes or no question, so it's a 50-50 for those that like to look at it that way. Is 45 a prime number? 45 a prime number.
A prime number. I've forgotten what a prime number is. What's the definition of a prime number?
Yes. I think, I don't want to give the definition away because then people will know the answer.
Right. Gotcha. Exactly. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go to Tennessee, and Jessica is on the line. Jessica, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. You know what? Thank you for asking, Jessica. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, and I'd like to say it was nice to meet you and Wesley the other night in Jackson.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Jessica. Appreciate it. We enjoyed going there, and I'm going to take a trip back up there and go to the Old Country Store with my wife on the way to Nashville after the first of the year, because it just sounds like, and I really liked driving through Jackson on our way to our event. It was at least the area we drove through was very nice. So thank you so much.
Yes.
So you can see that I am doing my job.
Amen, brother.
Right. He is. This is a great job.
Yeah, Jessica's call. He'll set this all up.
That's what I was getting to.
What question you want to try to answer, Jessica?
I'd like to try yours, Ed, the first one about the World Series question about the team outside the U.S.
All right. Only one Major League Baseball team outside the U.S. has ever won the World Series. Jessica, what team is it?
The Toronto Blue Jays. Wow.
Yes. Whoa. Wait a second. That is the mystery question. The Toronto Blue Jays won the World Series in 1992 and 1993, the only team not based in the U.S. to win the World Series. Jessica, you got it, answered it correctly, and you won the mystery question.
Yes, I've been there. I've been to Toronto to watch the Blue Jays.
Wow, okay. Not in the World Series, though, right?
No, not in the World Series, but I have been to their stadium.
Oh, wow. That's a baseball fan.
If I can ask you, what were you doing that for?
My aunt and uncle used to live in Canada because my uncle's from Canada, and so we went up there to visit them.
Okay.
And we went to the Sky Dome. So it was really fun.
You just don't find a lot of Blue Jays fans in Tennessee.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. That's right.
Yeah, I'm not really a Blue Jays fan.
Gotcha.
We just went to a ball game.
Gotcha.
Well, that's a good take, and if you can go to
We'll need you to hold on, Jessica, after we get through, because we need to get your address to send you that Trivia Friday /Learning University T-shirt.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Awesome. Don't hang up. We'll put you on hold.
What's your question for us?
Okay. Oh, okay. My question is, one of the world's most dangerous airports is located in the capital city of Honduras. Can you name the capital?
Tegucigalpa.
Tegucigalpa, yes. And
wow.
I've actually flown into there before.
Wow, I am so impressed.
Well, you went on a mission trip down there, right?
That's right. That's how
I did. I did go on a mission. Oh, I did too.
Okay, all right.
When did you go, Jessica?
I've been three times. Let's see. I went the first time. It's been 6 years ago, so in 2011.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I went 2011, 2013, and 2015.
Yeah, it's so dangerous and so known of its dangerous landing that when you land, as soon as the tires hit the pavement there, everybody claps and cheers.
Wow. Well, why is it so dangerous? Why is it so dangerous?
Yes. You have to land in the mountainous, in a mountainous area in a valley, and the runway is really short also, and you have to spiral down as you land. So you're going in circles as you're going down into the runway.
Well,
it is very scary.
Goes my mission trips to Mexico then, because I'm not doing that right there, Jessica. I'm not doing that. I would render me completely useless the rest of the trip. Bad experience.
So I'm
a veteran flyer, but I'm not doing anything that requires you to, quote, spiral down.
I was thinking the same thing. If you start off describing the process to spiral down.
Does the pilot come on 50 miles out and say, you know, folks.
We'll let y'all know what's going on here.
We'll let you know that in a few minutes we're going to be spiraling on down to, what's the name of it?
Tegucigalpa.
Yeah, that place.
In fact, that is the part of the mission trip that is usually the most successful. Is
right,
when you're flying into Tegucigalpa.
A lot of conversions.
A lot of people get right with God on the way into Tegucigalpa.
All right, thank you, Jessica.
Hey, I'm going to put you on hold, Jessica. Stick with us, and Cindy Roberts will get your mailing information, and we'll get you the Learning University T-shirt, and congratulations.
That's
all right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. Learning University is on the air. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and Wesley Wildman.
Really trying to help other people out here is what this program's about.
Well, Ed, you have a little thing that we do here.
That's right. This show exists to make people more smarter and more betterer.
Yeah. Those two words are the linchpins of this university. Smarterer.
And betterer.
Betterer.
That's right.
Learner. We don't do that. We feel like we failed.
Some people actually say we make them fasterer. But we can't prove that. So we can prove that we make them betterer and smarterer.
To have athletic scholarships yet, so we don't know.
We don't know.
Yet.
But we guarantee an increase of 1 point on your IQ score for every week you listen to this show. We guarantee it, or your money back.
Or your money back.
Right. So there you go.
I get emotional about about our mission here.
Mission statement.
Yeah, our mission statement. You know, smarter, better you. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
Smarter, better world. That's what we're creating.
Back to the phones.
Yes.
Quickly.
Yes. Texas and Tasha, looks like. Welcome to the program. Did I get your name right?
Yes, sir, you did.
Okay, well, welcome to the program, Tasha. And you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
It was the question about Santa Claus was already answered, right?
Yeah, it's been answered.
Yeah, it was. What would you have said, though, Tasha?
I assumed it was two.
Yes.
You assumed correctly.
Was there another one that you wanted to answer?
My backup was the seven petals and the...
Oh, all right.
Okay, Tasha, let me ask the question again, then you can try to answer it here for those who are just tuning in. The question is, which instrument has 47 strings and seven petals?
And the answer is, it's actually a harp, but it's a pedal harp.
A harp.
Wow.
It's a harp, a pedal harp.
Wow.
Tasha, did you know that, or did you have to look it up?
No, actually, my daddy's a preacher, and he was always trying to get me to do an instrument. And so, yeah, we went through every instrument in the store on multiple occasions.
So did you pick the harp?
Of course not.
You know, it had too many strings and way too many pedals.
Harp.
I didn't even know that the harp had pedals. I mean, when you see it on TV, it's always just the top part and the angels and the, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the big harp. The big harp.
The harp is pedals.
Right.
But I mean, the harp is a dying art, is it not? I mean, I you just don't hear it very much anymore.
Well, if you hear it, you probably have died.
That's true.
Yeah, because you're in heaven.
That's true, Ed. Good point.
when you do see it or hear it, it's definitely going to be a special occasion.
Yes.
Like just abnormally a special occasion. So.
Well, we know someone who plays the harp.
What's the
brother from Australia that has kind of the ministry like we do here? I'm ashamed. I can't remember his name right off the bat. Jack Sonnerman's daughter is like world-renowned harp player.
S-O-N-O-R-M-A-N.
Yeah.
You're correct. It is the harp. Harp has 47 strings. 47 strings. And seven petals.
Wow.
You know, I think that probably is a little discouraging to people you're trying to recruit into playing harp.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Especially for the marching band.
Like Tasha was shown. You know, I mean, you can choose instruments that you want to learn to play. Hey, by the way, you want to consider this one over here?
47 strings.
It's got more strings, 47.
It's a challenge.
And seven pedals. I know you only got 2 feet, but hey.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Maybe you can take that up. Maybe you guys should try.
You know,
I'm too old to learn something like that, Tasha.
I did the cello thing here for a couple years.
What's your question for us, Tasha?
It's just going to be a word. It's a word that starts and ends with the same sound. When I was in the military, I was a combat medic, and so I remember this all the time. And it's when you're in any type of trauma and your head goes forward and backwards really fast, and your brain moves and hits the front of your cranium, the back of your cranium, and then the front again. And what is that word? It's three syllables.
Whiplash.
Whiplash, that's two syllables.
Whiplashing.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks for the help. I needed that.
But are we talking about something, the G-force thing?
It's a word in hospitals. It's just a, it's the word that they use when your brain goes front, back, front?
I don't know. Do you guys
know? My parents often challenged me in school to have my brain go front. And then, you know, if I could get it go
we
back.
We just wanted
and,
some movement. We just wanted some movement, Tim.
You know,
front, it, back, we take sideways.
I just remember the two words, apply yourself, over and over again.
You know, well, after hearing it, you're going to always remember it. Because I always did. Because I thought it was so weird. And it is just coup contra coup.
Coup contra coup?
Yes.
That's a medical word?
I think that's a sort of a line in a song, too.
Coup contra coup.
Coup contra coup.
Wasn't that from The Lion King or something?
Yeah, coup contra coup. Remember the animals are...
say it was a... what he always says, he says it's a, not a Western song, but a country song.
That's right, a coup contra coup.
Coup contra coup.
I'm surprised.
That's the coup.
Tasha, I will remember that. I will remember that.
It's me and you.
I felt like this was supposed to be a common word that we all would have gone, ah, but we didn't.
Oh, coup contra coup-ah, Wesley.
Coup contra coup-ah.
Yeah.
Hey, thank
you. I mean, when I was thinking of it, I was like, what am I going to say? I don't know what to say. And I didn't want to look anything up. So
no,
I was just like, hey.
You did the right thing.
We learned cool something word. Today because of
we
you.
Did. Coup contra coup is something I will
remember.
You have
a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tasha.
God bless you.
You did the
By
right
the way,
thing.
There's a difference between a harp, a traditional harp, which is probably the most
which stands
mentioned
on the floor. You mean?
Which is probably the most mentioned instrument in the Bible, wouldn't it be?
Might be
the harp.
But I knew a guy who played the harp that plays on the floor in the marching band, the high school marching band.
Played a harp in a marching band.
Yeah, he'd have
I
to
bet
pull,
their football team didn't win any games.
He'd have to pull his chair up and he'd play a few things, and then he'd have to pull his chair up again and play a few things.
Well, I never.
It really got pretty ugly.
You're lying.
I am lying.
You are lying. I'm detecting that right there. A harp in a marching band. But the foot, harp you, is what, you know, it's different from your, just your, I guess your harp, your regular harp.
Really?
I don't know. As you can tell, I know little of what I'm talking about here. But
my son, that reminds me, my son Tony. For years, when he got old enough to suspect that Dad didn't really know what he was talking about, he'd ask a question, and I'd start going to some kind of thing that sounded good, and he'd go, "You really don't know, do you?"
Say, you figure me out, son. You got me. But I'm the adult supervisor here, and I'm your mentor, so I had
Therefore,
to come up.
I'm trying to
say,
come up with something.
I couldn't just say I don't know. I don't
That's
have a
right.
clue. Okay. Trivia Friday on AFR. Back to the phones.
All right. We go to Alabama, and Jacob is on the line. Jacob, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I think I want to take that baseball question.
All right, the one about I have two left. The New York Yankees have won the most World Series. Which team is second? Is that the one you want to answer?
Yes, sir.
All right, which team is second?
I think it's going to be the Dodgers.
It is not the Dodgers.
Mm.
But that is a good guess. The Dodgers, they're actually, I think they may be fourth or fifth. But anyway, that is not correct. What's your question for us?
I want you to finish this phrase. Being wise is better than being what?
Lucky.
Being wise is better than being dead.
Better being good.
Hold on, Jacob.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
Proverbs 24:5.
Oh, okay. It's better than being wealthy or rich.
No.
No. Okay.
That's a good guess, though, Ed.
Well,
being wise is better than being, and you fill in the blank there with the Proverbs?
Yes. 24:5.
Better than being wise is better than being
thought a fool.
Bipolar?
Well, it is. It is better, but this has got to be in Proverbs.
Oh, okay. That's not.
No, I don't think.
I don't know. We don't know, Jacob.
You got
what
us, Jacob.
It's better than being strong.
Oh, okay.
Being wise is better than being strong.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Proverbs 24:5.
Okay.
Gotcha.
There's something in there in Proverbs about the fact that a wise man can get into a city or something. Wisdom.
Right. Right.
Anyway, that's good. Right. Good bit of
a wise,
Bible.
A wise man binds a strong man.
There we go.
Two.
All right, Jacob, thank you. We appreciate it, brother.
You're welcome. Have a blessed weekend.
You too. All right, you too.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Quickly repeat our questions.
Repeat them?
Been answered. Oh, do we not have? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's finish the show out.
Yeah, we got Arkansas, and Shelby is on the line. Shelby, welcome to the program.
Hi.
How are you, Shelby? We're almost running out of time. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I want to ask you a question.
Okay, what's your question?
So, without looking it up, according to AKC, in 2016, what is the seventh most favorited dog?
The seventh most favorite?
Yes.
D-O-G? In America, you mean? Or in the world, or whatever?
Yeah. In dog.
In America.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. Don't say yes or no yet.
I'm thinking something like the, you know, the most popular would be your labs, your,
yeah.
Dachshunds, your collie or something
yeah,
like that,
I don't
or
know.
Beagle Wesley. Let's go with Beagle.
Let's go I think Beagle.
All right,
yeah, Beagle.
Shelby, we're going with Beagle.
No.
All right, what is it?
Hey, Shelby.
It's the box.
Hey, Shelby. I love you and everything, but you just told us no. That was a very hurtful way of saying no. I mean,
Shelby, you just tell him he just needs to suck it up.
Right.
Dogs are important.
No, go ahead, Shelby.
We breed boxers.
Oh,
boxers.
Shelby, my wife and I and our kids, we had a boxer for 7 or 8 years. And she was a wonderful dog, and I would go out in the backyard to see her. She would stand up and put her paws around my shoulders, kind of like giving me a hug. I loved our boxer.
Hey, Shelby, did y'all
breed them and we show them?
They breed them and sell them.
All right.
Okay, you sell breed boxers and sell it. Have you ever bred briefs, Shelby?
No.
Shelby won't get that.
You know? I don't know.
Okay.
Shelby.
Thank you, Shelby, sweetheart.
Thank you so much. And I do love boxers, so you guys are doing a good thing for the world.
Thanks for listening.
You've had obviously more different kinds of dogs than I've had. But anyway, go ahead. Who's next?
So, do we have enough time to ask one more?
I don't think so. I'm sorry. What we'll do is Tom from Virginia will take your number and we'll get you on next week. Start the show. If Cindy will do that, so that way we don't.
All right.
Because Tom's been waiting a long time.
Yeah.
And
so Tom, if he
probably won't even give us a share-a-thon gift if we cut him off now.
Waiting all this time.
Yeah,
he's the last caller.
He probably pledged $50 a month.
All right, I'm gonna give the answers to my questions. The New York Yankees have won the most World Series, 27. Which team is second? You're exactly right. You told me with a little note. St. Louis Cardinals with 11. Boston Red Sox with 8. First World Series was held in 1903. It featured the Boston Americans against the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Wesley.
Which country has the most volcanoes? That's Indonesia. And is 45 a prime number?
I would
say
no.
Is no.
Because it can be divided by something.
Exactly.
It's indivisible
except by one, I think, in itself.
All right. When one's the loneliest number.
that there's ever been.
My question was, what kind of person shall not be honored on a U.S. postal stamp according to the U.S.
A
Postal
felon?
Service?
I've been waiting for this
one. Would it be a felon?
A living person.
Oh, all right.
Huh.
You have to be dead in order to be honored by the U.S.
So
Postal
you can
Service.
Be a felon. Wow.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you just
Bonnie and Clyde.
As long as you're dead. As long as you're not living. Hey, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you back here on Monday.